welcome to the Classic Cult TV Club, where we watch cult TV from 20 years ago and before. And today we're doing the best and worst of 2025. Terrifying. So, what are the shows that we watched this year, Jeanette?
So we started out with Kimba the White Lion.
Do we include Gremlins? Did Gremlins get included in the 2024 list?
Right. Well, let's start with Gremlins then.
Yeah.
Gremlins.
That was our Christmas movie.
Yeah. Gremlins, Kimba, Double the Fist, Captain Planet, Scooby-Doo.
Where are you?
Peep Show, Blackadder, and it was second series Blackadder.
Mm-hmm. With Queenie.
Yes. The A-Team.
Oh, the A-Team.
I've never seen that.
Avatar, The Last Airbender.
Mm-hmm. Mac and Me.
Yes, Mac and Me. Pretty much killed you on the inside with that one.
That's a shoe in that one.
We got booted. You got put in a timeout.
Yeah.
But guess what? Babes were back.
I was going to say spoilers. It's Lisa back as her Christmas gift.
It's a Christmas miracle.
Forgiven for the moment.
Till I pick my next movie.
Yeah, that's it.
And then finally we did Doctor Who, the McCoy episode. Yeah.
And slightly out of order, but we're here with Baylor.
Hola.
Angus.
Hello.
Mackenzie.
Hi.
Lisa.
Hey.
Jeanette.
Hi.
And Cassandra.
Hey.
And I'm Justin. Let's hear.
I want to do a very special welcome back to Lisa.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome back, Lisa. Yeah.
Mackenzie was never kicked out.
I'm just her right. You imagine that if I had to drop you off and pick you up. Oh my God.
Okay. So, best and worst out of that list. Baylor, what do you think? What's the best and what's the worst?
Look, honestly, nothing can beat Avatar.
Yay.
It is my ride or die. Honestly, I love that show to no end. My ride or die for the worst show, though, is definitely Mac and Me.
Does it count if it was intentionally bad?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
That's awful.
That's a shoe-in. What's the second worst?
How did you feel when we were recording it, though? We had fun. They were fun times.
The second worst.
I think you were having fun just watching it, squirming.
You were having the most fun, weren't you?
What was that one where it was really awkward?
Peep Show.
I did not like Peep Show.
The point of view cameras
constantly. That was definitely the worst. Yeah. If I'm not allowed to pick Mac and Me, it was definitely that. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's very cringe. It induces that cringe.
It was not my style.
Some people can handle that, and other people can't. You know, and Lisa and me are definitely in the can't.
What'd you call me?
I watched the Christmas special.
You watched the Christmas special. Yeah. Oh my God!
Oh, the Peep Show Christmas special. Good Lord,
Angus, how about you?
You see, yeah, I mean, besides the obvious shoo-in for worst being Mac and Me, I think the second worst, I was expecting it to be A-Team, but I think A-Team wasn't as bad. I think Jeanette disliked it greatly, but I didn't find it that bad, all things considered. I was surprised at what they were doing in terms of car cannon stuff in just regular episodes. So they were flipping cars and all sorts, and it's like, oh, okay, they've somehow got a budget for this.
A small budget.
but small budget, considering they're doing an obscene amount of 50-minute episodes.
Yeah.
But I think the worst, besides Mac and Me, had to be Double the Fist.
Oh, okay.
Double the Fist.
Ooh. Yeah. Like, it was okay, but it was just... really hammed up. It was like a dark look in a mirror.
That was deliberate.
It was, yes. Mm. And it was very good at being that.
So you internalised that, is that what you're saying?
You internalised the
brain.
No, I think I blocked it out, in fact.
So what was your best one, then?
Probably Avatar. I mean, Avatar's pretty good, but I was pleasantly surprised by a couple this year. Like, Scooby-Doo was quite good. Mm-hmm. I quite liked Captain Planet, even though I was like, this is really...
it came across as forced to me.
Yes, it really was.
Yeah.
Kimber the White Lion was mediocre. It was amazing. And a lot of the others had already seen and were expecting quality.
Mackenzie, what was your best and worst out of the year? What did you really hate and what did you really love? She's
really excited about this one.
Oh, yes.
Granted, you weren't at all of the...
Yeah, I was about to say... I wasn't at a lot. I was at about half and I was at most of the good ones.
Let's not lie. But I'm sure there were ones where it was like, oh, you're going to come to this one? Oh, what's the episode you're doing? Oh, we're doing this. Oh, yeah, no, that's okay. I'm busy that day.
I predicted it. I predicted which ones were going to be bad.
We should just stop recording. When you think something's bad, we just won't do it.
You were here for Mac and Me. That's a lie.
Yeah. Mac and Me was hers. Everyone blames me. It was hers. She's wanted to do that one for the last, what, 2 years?
I started that episode. Like, yeah.
You were the one pressing the play button.
Yeah.
Inflicting the damage.
The mastermind behind it all.
This one's kind of hard because most of the ones I've got are really good. So...
How about you do your favourite first?
Yeah, let's do my favourite. I loved Gremlins. It was so cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Gremlins. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Gremlins. That was awesome.
That was awful. That was a bad one for you, but it was a good one for her.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get my hands on Gremlins 2 ever since we watched Gremlins 1.
Oh, Gremlins 2 is... trash.
Oh, that was the one where you said, so Gremlins 1 when I was a kid was a little too scary, but Gremlins 2 was comedy and it was ridiculous and we loved it.
I forgot you were really scared about Gremlins.
But scary. Gremlins 2 was great.
She was puss.
Okay.
And second, I'm going to do Avatar because that was brilliant.
You hadn't seen Avatar before either. That was an introduction, wasn't it?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Least favourite out of the ones you saw?
My least favourite. Why are we starting with my least favourite?
No, because you just did your two favourites, so now let's do your worst.
Oh, that's cool.
Why would I start with that? You haven't.
My least favourite. I know this may seem unfair to you guys, but I'm not a big fan of Scooby-Doo. And I'm not putting Mac and Me at last. That was my decision.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting because Scooby-Doo made up all our childhoods.
Not mine.
Show my age.
That one. Yeah. That one actually hurts.
Wow.
And then next, second last, is Mac and Me, just because I can't do it high, but I can't do it too low. So I do it second low.
I'll take it.
To be fair, you were very eager to hate watch it with everyone.
Yeah.
If I were to do another one, just because I need to put this in, because I don't have too much, Captain Planet, I'd do that just above Mac and Me. I'll take that as a win, it was better than Mac and Me.
It was funny, we were talking the other day and Kenzie's like, how come something like The Room fills audiences where people hate watching it, but a movie that is so bad like Mac and Me doesn't get shown on a hate watch thing at the cinemas and have big crowds come.
Cool.
And I'm like, it may be because that the star is a kid in a wheelchair. That is kind of a bit of a downer to openly mock in front of a huge crowd of people. Yeah. So.
Yeah, the original shot of the movie ended with the kid being shot to death. That was the original, like, as they're shooting.
They filmed it.
Oh my God.
They brought it to the publishers or producers or whatever, and they went, reshoot that end.
Yeah.
Is that like at the end where, and then they brought him back to life or something?
Yeah.
Is that,
I don't think
they do something like that.
Yeah,
the
they thought he was dead, and then suddenly he comes back to life.
Yes. But that's just because they shot him, and that was kind of the. Yeah. They just closed it off.
Oh my God. And instead they went with him driving a car and chewing gum or whatever the hell that was at the end.
Getting his citizenship.
Lisa!
Right.
Best and worst.
Come on.
Worst and best.
So, worst, I'm going to say A-Team.
Not a fan at all.
And I think I pretty much said that. I was like, there was nothing here that I liked.
As you can see, she has not bought Mac and Me at last, which I'm happy about.
But we picked Mac and Me as well.
Yeah. So we can't put that lowest.
Best one, and this will be controversial, Captain Planet and the Planeteers. That was my pick, though. But
yeah.
I picked that one. I can't do my own pick. But that was such a
You can't
awesome
pick
90s nostalgic. No.
It was.
It was fun.
It's also the reason why I didn't put it.
Okay. Well, then if I can't pick one of mine, I'm going to go with
Avatar: The Last Airbender or something. Bench press you.
Get ready to bench press me. Double the fist.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like that was a show I'd never seen before, and it felt kind of underground, niche. Yes. It's the kind of thing, if I'd have discovered that when that had come out, I would have been the one introducing it to other people.
It felt like it was made on a budget of $20
and and all of that they got out of the fountain at Circular Care. It was real kind of gonzo filmmaking, like Jackass and that type of stuff. And I would have been totally in for it 20 years ago when it came out.
Yeah.
And I used to love Jackass.
I remember when it actually originally aired, like, if it wasn't for the fact that it normally shows something in that time slot, and I had an ad for it that I was curious about, that made me curious about it, I wouldn't have known about it either. So it was aired at the same spot they usually air The Glass House. It aired about that time of night, so it was pretty late anyway. So I wouldn't have known about it. There's like a very small window of me actually learning about it when it aired originally as well.
Yeah.
So it was very niche in the first place. So, yeah, it's surprising that I managed to even see it at all.
Mm. It's interesting because I've gone back and I'm listening to Get This, which was a radio show back in about 2008. And they used to talk about that, where it's like all of the really good cult TV shows, you know, the shows that are going to end up being classics, they show them at 11 o'clock at night and then they suddenly change them to 1 o'clock in the morning, then they change them to 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
They've got no respect for them. And back then it was shows like Arrested Development, Curb Your Enthusiasm, The Sopranos, and it's constantly joking about how they're like. Yeah. And I think it was that type of thing. It's like, this could be a good show. Let's put it on a time slot when no one's going to watch it.
Yeah. And they showed the crap on it at the time slot they were going to watch it. And I also remember back in the day, the local video shop had every single episode of Star Trek and the series on tape. And it was easier to rent the tapes than it was to tape it when it aired on TV.
I
don't mean to be a stickler, but it is Jeanette's turn, and we're not talking about old-time TV right now. We're talking about the best and worst.
And my 5 minutes up? Yes. All right, Jeanette. Oh, my God, the best and worst.
Well, 10 minutes are up, my friend.
I think I did better than I did last year.
we haven't gotten to your list of watched movies yet.
And to be fair, Cass, who usually doesn't talk, talked way more than I did.
Sorry.
Don't apologise.
Sorry.
I'm proud of you.
Jeanette.
Okay.
Best and worst. Worst and best.
Worst, I mean, obviously Mac and Me, and probably...
You're not allowed to choose Mac and Me.
We all pick Mac and Me. I will do
A-Team.
A-Team,
A-Team be the worst. And, yeah, like Double the Fist, I think I sort of appreciate it the same way Lisa did.
I wouldn't watch it again.
I appreciate it, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
There's not many shows that I would watch again.
Would you say
what
that that's your
show? Oh, you brought Peep Show.
I brought Peep Show. So
you hadn't seen it before either.
No, I hadn't seen it.
So that's totally fine. You can choose.
So I hadn't seen Peep Show before. I'd heard it about it. And I will watch it. I didn't hate it. I think it's like a lot of comedies I need to get used to before I start to enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it takes a lot of getting used to.
So what's your pick then for the
best? My pick for best would be... Yeah, I don't really know. I don't want to say Blackadder.
Okay, Cass.
You pick Blackadder.
So from an editing perspective, I'd have to say the discussion we had around Peep Show was brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoyed that podcast. So I think we had the best discussion around Peep Show. It was probably of our podcast this year. It would be my pick.
And you too can go back and watch or listen to that podcast if you just jump onto Spotify. Or find us on... Where can you find us?
GlobalPodcasting.org.
Ideally, you'd be either on the website or on the Spotify listening to this, so...
Anyway, okay, look, I tried to do the like and subscribe thing.
Yeah.
Don't forget to like and subscribe.
And ring that bell.
Scribble.
Links in the doobly-doo.
The long conversation we did have following Lisa's
was
warranted after the insane decision of choosing Double the Fist as our favourite.
Justify your choices.
admittedly, I completely zoned out and zoned back in, and I'm like, we need to move on.
Because I can't address the fact that I don't know what's happening in the conversation.
Lisa, I wasn't listening, and your story was boring. Let's move on.
I thought it
at least Jeanette was easier to listen to.
You're not the first one to say it. I'm sure you won't be the last, you know.
Cassandra.
Yeah. I can't pick out a tar because it was my pick. But I like the fact that everybody liked it, which is fun for me. But also...
Surely you must be used to that by now, Cass.
Yeah, it's every year I pick a really good show. But I also like the fact that half of the show was basically Baylor running the shop because I don't have to do anything. Baylor can just talk.
Yeah. What's the best show of this year? This one. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to think because I enjoyed Doctor Who and Blackadder because most of the rest are kind of okay. Nothing was brilliant, nothing was horrible.
Cass,
apart from Mac and Me.
Facts. You only liked Doctor Who one because I wasn't here.
No.
Yes.
No.
You guys sounded like you had a lot of fun.
It was a fun discussion because we were bullying you for not being there.
I didn't really enjoy that episode, the plot line, the way the Seventh Doctor worked, the way Ace was doing his stuff. You used to say to the day, I do roller derby, and my derby name is Ace of Pace. So I'm usually called Ace there. So it's kind of like... nothing to do whatsoever with the companion of the Doctor.
I was going to say, nothing to do with the 90s band, Ace of Bass.
Is it Ace of Bass? Yes.
Yeah.
Because I named myself at the same time that...
the Ever.
But yeah, basically, there's a coincidence, and I happened to pick the same name as Panquakes called themselves. I don't know, it made sense at the time, and it just stuck. That's what happens with nicknames. Now I need to pick worse besides Mac and Me. Yeah, I think... Mac and Me's the worst, and I can't really justify having any others be the next worst after that. Apart from maybe
because Mac and Me was so bad.
Yeah, but it's also even then it was definitely more boring than actual horrible. It was just annoying and
that's not good feedback. I just thought it was horrible.
Yeah, and I think it's also just because like some bits something I'm just immune to. So like the horrible forced product placement, it's like, oh, okay, they're doing this. I'll have to bear with it then.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
They're all pretty middle, but the worst of it will probably be Peep Show. But it's not because it's bad. It's just because it's the worst of a bunch of average. So it's...
It was the most uncomfortable.
Yeah, but it's... Through. Yes, it's also because, like, I've seen the first series, and I'm familiar enough with the show to be like, oh, they're being cringy, and they're... Mm. And I'm used to the point of view, because I've seen it before. So it wasn't that alienating, but it's definitely just the rest were okay, and this one was actually... slightly less okay than the rest.
I know what is really good, though?
What? Cass?
Watermelon. It'll quench you.
It's the quenchiest.
That's a quote from Avatar, in case you didn't notice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it was also a product placement.
Yes.
Because I was eating watermelon.
Watermelon. Watermelon.
Like cabbages.
Make your body water.
Oh,
my cabbages. So what was your best episode again? Did you just choose your own episode?
Yeah, I did, but like I should have mentioned the best after that would
Cass
have been...
Cass is basically saying everything else was trash.
No, I was saying Queen
My Doctor. Shows were great, everyone else's was trash.
No. First of all, I didn't think Double the Fist was great. I just thought it was original and interesting and that nobody had seen before.
It was definitely
100%.
Unique.
Well done.
So it's a toss-up between the Doctor Who and the Blackadder.
Doctor Who and Blackadder, okay.
Yeah.
Blackadder. I think it's the first vote for Blackadder, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. It wasn't an amazing episode, but I do like Blackadder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to see the next season, if we're doing it next year.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Final series, isn't it?
We've only just done two.
Yeah.
Justin!
Okay, so my best and worst is A-Team. Yeah. Same show.
Yeah.
No. Both best
and worst.
Yay.
It's got terrible acting.
Yeah.
Cheesy acting. I love the cheesy acting.
It was his choice.
I hate the terrible acting.
It's my choice.
I know that. So I'll move on. But it's great and it's absolutely god awful at the same time. Yeah, so I think the best was definitely Avatar.
Yay.
It's just a great show and it's got a lot of intricacy and
that was the first time you'd seen any of it.
That was pretty much the first time I'd seen any of it.
Yeah.
So, a good question. Of the folks who hadn't seen Avatar before, how many went to see more of it after?
Oh, I've seen more.
I haven't seen it before. I'm just really excited to watch more.
Kenzie definitely watched that and then was like, I need to watch more of this.
Yeah. So how did you find the rest of the series then?
On Netflix.
I think it was only one season, wasn't it?
Avatar,
I wanted to watch it as a family And yet we only watched 4 episodes together.
Oh,
so it looks like I'm watching all my own.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. We said that to you.
Don't share Avatar with your family. They're not worth it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is like me and drink. Star Wars Clone Wars.
Yeah.
I watched Star Wars Clone Wars when it was coming out. I'm like, this is actually good. You guys should watch it. You would actually not hate it. To Justin and Jeanette. And it took 15 years before they finally went, oh, I suppose Justin basically went, nah, I got nothing to watch. Now I'll watch Clone Wars, see what it's like. Ended up really enjoying it. Ended up putting it on the projector so Jeanette could watch it too. And they both really enjoyed it. Then they went ahead and watched Rebels after that. They really enjoyed it. And it's just like, I've bloody told you so. Meanwhile, throughout the 15 years where they hadn't seen it, they were relentlessly basically picking on me for having liked it and seen it. So they'd just get everything for Christmas and birthday would be Star Wars, because I'd be talking about this Star Wars show. It's good, you should watch it. And they're like, no, but here's a whole bunch of Star Wars stuff. He really was victimized.
In Adrian's defense, though, he was like, I don't want to watch Avatar because I want us to all watch Star Trek Voyager together. We watched Star Trek Voyager instead, and you were not here for it.
Uh-huh.
And I said, just wait till 7 of 9 comes. 7 of 9 is really great. You'll really love the 7 of 9 stuff, and I think we've got about 2 episodes into 7 of 9, just like, I've seen it, I'm done, can we move away now?
Objectively, this is a hot opinion that I know a lot of people don't agree with. I don't like 7 of 9.
I just wanted to stick with it. I thought it would grow on her.
No, I don't think 7 of 9 was a great addition.
I didn't mind Cass.
Yeah.
She definitely, I did not. And it wasn't so much the fact that I liked 7 of 9, it was just that I was like, once Cass is gone, you might enjoy it more.
Cass.
Sorry, not Cass.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sorry, not Cass.
Yeah,
it's like,
Cass.
Oh, yes.
No, you.
I mean, yeah.
With me, nothing grows on me once I've made my choice.
Yeah,
once
just I've made like my choice,
I'm like, no, 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 no.
That's my opinion.
Okay. Once I like something, you can't pull it away from me.
I feel like she would have, as much as I love Janeway, I think she would have loved Next Gen more. Because Picard, you know, it's such a hard...
The bold man.
Yes. She was talking before about how much she loved Lower Decks, and I'm like...
I think maybe you just watched it at the wrong time. I got my sister to watch it, I think, when she was about 15.
I reckon Next Gen came out when I was her age. So.
Yeah, but then
I'd watched the original movies before then, Next Gen felt like it was a step up. It did feel better. So there's part of me going, maybe I should get her to watch the movies. And I'm like, no, the movies are bad.
But, like, don't get me wrong. I do really love 7 of 9, just to quickly circle back. I do. Yeah. I love 7 of 9. I think she's a great character. Yeah. Mm. I hate the reason that she was brought in. For the sex appeal.
Mm.
That makes me really angry.
Yeah.
Rage-induced angry, because it immediately just goes, you can't be sexy and soft. You have to be sexy and angular. You have to be sexy and sharp, which is everything that 7 of 9 is. Cass was really soft. She was approachable. She was gentle. People didn't like that. People didn't find that sexy. You know,
I was a 10-year-old girl. I wasn't watching for sexiness, but I just felt like she was patronizing.
Mm. I did the tally out of everybody's thoughts and
let me
feelings.
Guess. Avatar 1. And Mac and me lost. just throwing it out there.
So technically, yes, Mac and me lost with 4 people unanimously saying it was awful.
But it was picked to be a bad
game. Yeah. That's the thing.
That was deliberate.
So everybody had to pick a second one. So we have Peep Show and A-Team came in as the worst two.
Mm-hmm.
We have Avatar that came in as the best show.
That's kind of almost unanimous.
Yeah,
not me.
Well, I mean, it was 3.
Yeah.
It was 3.
Oh, 3. It's not as high as I thought.
3 out of 6.
And then we've got Double the Fist, Gremlins, and Peep Show all with 1. And then we have Doctor Who and Blackadder with 0.5 each.
Yeah.
So I'm not giving them a full point. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was the show.
Feel like, yet again, deja vu, Cass picks the best show. Well, Kenzie picked it, but we picked the worst show.
Yeah.
But it was deliberate, and it was fun. I mean, that was the point. It was what it was
meant
to be.
Yeah, it's not like you brought a show going, hey, check this out. Like you've done all those other shows.
Man, you guys will really love Quantum Leap.
I still feel like, you know, we've been watching Stranger Things lately, and I kind of go, they kind of ripped this a bit off of a Quantum Leap episode, and then I'm like,
of course they
could go back. Like, there were certain episodes. things that happen and I kind of go, yeah, I remember an episode like that. I remember a bit like,
yeah, let's
and
not.
I'm thinking, I feel like redemptive-wise, they could have
You could do a redemption. Yeah. When we have another redemption year.
Yeah.
Which is still a while back.
Well, haven't we already avoided that?
From Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, Garth Marenghi describes his show as the biggest revelation to television history since Quantum Leap. Even that, isn't taking Quantum Leap as a serious candidate of being a good show. It was awful.
Thank you for listening to us.
Thanks.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you for being part of our Classic Cult TV Club family for another year.
And we'll see you in 2026.
Yay! Yay!